George, may I ask one question?
I'm sorry. Yes, of course.
I want to ask Tom one question. Would you argue that with the absence of psychiatry, that it would have been difficult to effect the murders that we have heard of today?
Yes, I would argue that on the basis that only psychiatrists among medical specialists have a long history of having special hospitals in which to deprive people of physicians, which goes back hundreds of years. After all, modern medicine, going back to the famous German Rudolf Virchow, begins with medical treatment with essentially consensual patients. There were all kinds of medical specialists, and the patients were always voluntary patients. Whereas the madhouses, the Ehrenhäuser, whatever you call them, were always full of involuntary patients. In fact, until relatively recently, in the 20th century, you could not get admitted to a madhouse voluntarily. When I went to medical school, you could not be in a state mental hospital in Ohio as a voluntary patient. So psychiatrists have had a long history of what we would call violence, what they would call involuntary treatment. So, and this history is then built on top of that, and it continues, as you have seen. Many of these people, Dr. Gross is a very famous example, had brilliant academic careers in Germany and Austria up until recent years.
So the one follow-up I would have is, if Nazi Germany had lacked psychiatry, would there have been fewer murders?
Well, that's a speculation which I'm in no better position to answer than you or anyone else.
But there is, Dr. Watz, if I may intrude in the intervention, there is this thing of note that unlike the treatment of Jews, the testimony we've heard is about treatment of people who I assume were not all, perhaps not any, Jewish, and that this was fundamentally a eugenics effort from which I conclude that psychiatry may indeed have been central to it, since the notion was that it was a scientific weeding out of useless eaters.
As a setup of legitimation. No question. No, it's,
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that obviously also many medical doctors who are not psychiatrists were involved in atrocities in the war. I mean, everybody knows about this. That's important.
Alan Harrell, a member of the jury. Are there...
I would just like to make an observation which relates these horror stories from a half a century ago to today, namely that the psychiatrists at the Free University have suppressed this conference or refused to attend and attempted to change its venue, which is a form of suppression, on the grounds that we are not scientific, yet all these murders were committed in the name of science.
Are there other questions? If not, Mr. Perlstein, I know that you have a long and terrible story, but we've agreed in the pressure of time that you will give us a short synopsis of it. Please.
Yes, sir.